The meeting in Victoria today is at Coolmore. We are on a soft five rated track there. The preview, Dean Lester's with us. How are you, Dean?
Good, thanks, Nads.
What do you make of this little eight race today?
Yeah, well, this was supposed to be the Saturday provincial meeting, so it's a lower standard of meeting, with the one exception, of course, the race six, the 78 grade, is a $40,000 race, and that was sort of a bit of a compensation for them losing the cup. RVL put on a good 78 meeting race on this program, so that's the highlight of the day. A little bit of a surprise we're racing on a soft five track, but with no rainfall over the past week, but hopefully it improves through the day.
Okay, well, let's have a look at race one. This is a maiden of a 1607. Take out runners 5, 7, and also the 12. The main ones are number 3, Latest Bentley at 420. Then you're down to number 10, Paper Kites at 750. The 11, Mahira, is a 240 favourite. And then you've got Tilbury, who's at $4.60.
Yeah, I think the market's sort of isolated the main chances. I'm going to go with Tilbury. I thought the debut run had merit, and that was at Cranbourne behind Zero Secrets. And then last start, never really got into the race, but forgiving of that run, it was a leader-dominated race and the track had really deteriorated there. A little bit better ground today to beat 3, Latest Bentley. It's just got the awkward draw to overcome, but the run at Kyneton was good behind Cara Karam, and I thought that was quite a handy maiden. 11, Mahira, certainly got a winning chance. Hasn't raced for about 6 weeks and is back in distance and has been around the market most of its runs. And 10, Paper Kites, who ran quite well last start at a big price. 13, 3, 11 and 10.
13, 3, 11, 10. The second race, take out runners 4, 9 and also number 11. Now we've got the... and also the one comes out there. We've got number 5, Bridegroom at 8.50. First starter group session at 9. Invincible Rocks at 2.40, the favourite. Girl Gone Flying is a first starter for Team Hawks, and it's very safe at $3.
Yeah, and look, the race, I think, revolves around the first starters with one exception, and that is number 8, Invincible Rock, who was an even run first up at Yarra Valley. Leader-dominated race by Ong Van, was beaten about 2 lengths. Showed a little bit in the previous campaign, and from barrier one can probably get a cheap run here, just depending on how the track is playing on with it to beat. 10, Girl Gone Flying. Its jump outs have been just fair, but as I said, this isn't a strong race, and I would expect it to be competitive here for the Hawks Yard with Dwayne Dunn taking the ride. Bridegroom, haven't been able to manage any jump out vision of this one, but the Archie Alexander stable going so very well, and group session was off the bit of fairway out in a recent jump out at Caulfield, but at 1200 on debut might be competitive, but this is a fairly weak race, not a hard race for one of the first starters to win. 8, 10, 5 and 7.
8, 10, 5, 7. Looking at the third, you can take out number 8. We've got number 1, Chopsticks at 5. 390 for Max Master. Darcy's Money is at $8.50. 7 there for Tiffany's Bell. Miss Sweden's at 4. $5 Cheap Tycoon.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Max Master here. He's an old-timer. He's 9-year-old, but he ran very well last start at Yarra Valley. That was a 64 grade behind Mombo Italiano, and gets the claim again here for Lewis German, and he's... this is a 0-58, so he's certainly amongst his own, and with the claim, I think he's well suited. I'm going to lean his way from number 4, Tiffany's Bell, who was a late scratching recently. Her first up run was a lot better than it looked because she was probably in the inferior ground. Just staying at 1,100 metres and having had that missed run is a little query, but she's quite a talent for this sort of grade and on her home track. Miss Sweden led up 2 starts back, was ridden in a different manner last week at Wangaratta and ran well, can be competitive again, and 1, Chopsticks, whose 2 runs in have been sound. 2, 4, 5 and 1.
So 2 from 4, 5 and 1. Race 4 in this event, scratchings are runners 11, 12, 13 and the 14. Now we've got number 2, Marco Napret at 7.50. 7 there for Quartilli Fame, $9 for Miss Success, 7.50 for Lady Louise. Then you've got equal favourites Lara's Web at 4.20, 6.50 for Magic Pegasus, and Casa de Lago is also the other equal favourite at $4.20.
Yeah, probably a little bit of a surprise it took 8 starts for Casa de Lago to break her maiden, but she'd run into some pretty handy horses on the way through. Second to Snitzer Peg, who's a stakes performer, and second to Salsamore at Pakenham. In her first preparation, her 2 runs in have been sound, got the maiden out of the way last start, and I think is a good chance of winning again, number 9. Mako Napraise, the danger, didn't have a lot of luck first up, and that was behind a really informed horse in Nil Desperandum. Looks the main danger with the gear change, the blinkers. 6, Lara's Web, was an even run last start, worked a little bit in the run, gets probably a better run from the draw here, and maybe 8 Magic Pegasus next best, who won the race at Kyneton that I just referred to. But I thought 9 would be hard to beat again. 9, 2, 6 and 8.
So 9 from 2, 6 and 8. We look at race 5, first leg of the quaddy. You can take out runners 3, 7, 8 and also the 9. Here we've got number 5, Haskey, at 240. It's the current favourite from 6, Kissy Me, at 6. And then you're down to Paper Chaser, who is the second pick at $2.70.
Yeah, I think Haskey's the one to beat. Two runs in have been pretty good. The run at Seymour last start was sound in a driving four-way finish. Was close up, and I think that form's good enough to probably win here. The danger is Paper Chaser. The effort at Echuca last start behind Barchetta was good on pace and battled on quite well. 11 Snefferoos had a freshen up, led last start. Don't think that's his go. He can improve here with the claim, and 2 Magnaro maybe next best first up. But pretty surprised if 5 or 10 didn't win here. Nards, 5, 10, 11 and 2.
5, 10, 11, 2. Race 6. We've only got the 6 runners now with number 6 coming out. Look, we've got number 1, Kiavan at $4.80. 4.40 last start winner has Bad as Tyson. Star Stiller, who's had the 2 runs back at 3.40. Cash Crisis is a $5 chance and Balancing Act at $3.90.
Yeah, only the small field, but as I said, the rich prize money race of the day and a good little race too. I'm going to go with as Bad as Tyson. Just think he's a really good horse in this sort of grade. He's won 6 of 20, good at the distance, had the freshen up since winning on Wodonga Cup Day, and I think he's well placed here. Star Stealer, case of who knows, last time out he got checked and really didn't get much of a look at them behind Murphy's Reward and Nasdex. Now that form was really enhanced yesterday. The one little thing is I don't think he's absolutely, his maximum distance is the 1200 here, so that's the little query on Star Stealer. Kiavan, I thought he got in a terrible spot mid-race at Moonee Valley last start behind Atlantic City. He's a bit of a roller and he was getting checked and held up, and to get as close as he did, he ran well. I think they're the three main winning chances, but a good race, and Cash Crisis stable made him a top selection for fourth. 2-3-1-4.
2-3-1-4. We look at race 7. This is over 2,107 metres. Now, changes in this, you can take out number 13. Now, the market, favourite number 1, Sky Fire, it's 3.20. 7.50 for Dornail, who's won its last 2. 7.50 also for the 4 pointing. Then you're looking at Great Alpine Road at $6, and $9 down the bottom, $14. It could be you.
Yeah, hardest race of the day for me, Nards. I'm going with Skyfire. He's not a regular winner, and it's over a year since he's won a race, but in a 0-58, he's well placed here. From a good draw with Brad Rewilla to ride and ran well last start. To beat Dornail, who conversely has got the winning habit at the moment. He's won his last 2 at Bendigo and then Wodonga, and he's a good chance again to make it the hat trick. Great Alpine Road was well back to win last start, got the job done, and in 58 grade looks competitive again. And 3 Liberty Lad back in distance here, around the mark in recent runs, it's got some chance. But yeah, I thought this was a really tough race. 1, 2, 5, and 3.
1, 2, 5, 3, and then to the last, where you can take out 4, 8, and also 10, along with the 13. Now we've got number 3 Party Host, the favourite, 2.10. 4.20 both Bush Flight and Lakers Lass, and longer odds for the others.
Yeah, happy to take the $2.10 about Party Host. Was a good run last start, had a little jump out since, looks the one to beat from 6 Lakers Lass, who lost on protest last start. It was a good run. I think she's absolutely at her best on genuine dry ground, so you really want to see how this track pans out through the day. 5 Bush Flight ran well at Werribee behind the informed Bubba's Call, and 7 De Hughes, who come off some picnic form with a good run at Kyneton last start, might be next best. 3, 6, 5, and 7.
3, 6, 5, 7. What about a best roughie, quaddie, and player of the day, Dane?
Best to last, Nards. Race 8, number 3, Party Host. Best value, it's pretty tricky day for value, but I thought that as Bad as Tyson, around the 4.40 in the small field, I think he'll run the 1-2. He's a little bit of value there. Race 6, number 2. Quaddy, first leg, 5 and 10. Second leg, 1-2-3. Third leg's the load-up leg, 1-2-3-5-9-12. Last leg, 3, 5, and 6. And the player of the day be race 4. Be taking a trifecta with numbers 2 and 9 to win for second and third, numbers 2, 4, 6, 8, and 9.
Wonderful, Dean. All the best of luck. Thank you.
Beauty. Thanks, Nards.